Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Naked Departure Talk Show. This show is live and interactive, and we invite the audience to join the discussion. You can call into the studio by clicking on the Skype button which appears on the show page, or by calling us on 1-914-205-5805. Alternatively, you can post your questions or comments in the chat room which also appears on the show page. Thank you for tuning in. The management of Naked Departure Talk Show does not represent, endorse, or validate any views, opinions, products, or services promoted on this show.
Good morning. This is Wednesday, September 7th, 2016. Today we wanted to talk about the sudden deaths in Barbados, but we wanted to take a segue and talk about deaths, young men dying on the street, gang wars, self-hate, black people hating black people. We want to talk about the future of Barbados, the future of young people coming up in Barbados having no hope. We hear on our blog on nakeddeparture.com where men are saying that when they were young, they never would have engaged in homosexuality for any reason, to buy anything. Usually back then, the pedophiles were the women, the school teachers, the female teachers who would allow these little boys to perform certain acts on them. So now it's not that it has changed, it's still the pedophiles, but now the focus is now on the men, the males in Barbados. We just recently had Glenville Allen, a Barbadian policeman who committed suicide because it is alleged that he statutorily raped a young girl who was in his home and under his care. We are hearing that there are men who, well, we saw it on, we actually have the live footage on nakeddeparture.com where a gang member, a drug dealer, came out from having dinner, and there was a bunch of men waiting for him in a parking lot, and they pumped bullets into him, killing him right there in the parking lot in St. Michael, the Warrens area in St. Michael. So there's something going on in Barbados that we wanted to talk about today. And with me in studio is Victor, and I want to welcome him into the studio.
Yes, thank you, Shireen. Good morning to everybody who's listening. Today's show takes on the air of a show that's tragic. It's tragic because it should be referenced in the context of family, wholesomeness, to exclude women from this conversation today, especially the only woman permitted today into this conversation would be you, Sherry, because the context of this is going to be about the man, the Barbadian man, one of which I happen to be. I'm a Barbadian man, albeit that I've lived in an expatriate function away from my beloved Barbados for 30-something odd years. We have a crisis, people. There's a clarion call to do something. I don't care what that something is. If you are a man in Barbados, any man in Barbados, 18 or older, you have a responsibility, God-given, earth-responsible function to act as a police to your fellow man, act as your brother's keeper. What is happening in a country that has 11 parishes and 166 square miles is insane. Absolutely, blatantly insane. I find it insidious that men of all hues are walking around Barbados and not policing up the issues in Barbados as it relates to young men. How on earth can we kill with the abandon for human life that is occurring on the country of Barbados right now? How can we do that, men? How can we do that and look our mothers, sisters, daughters, aunties, grandmothers, how can we aspire to good citizenship, offering death instead of life to countless Barbadian men like ourselves? How can we say, Bajan men, that we are black and that we are proud of ourselves, yet we indiscriminately put a gun to another black man's head and squeeze the trigger? How can we claim that? If you're wearing dreadlocks, if you're wearing a dress, if you're jumping out of somebody's window after you've done something illicitly, whatever the case is, this is a clarion call to common sense. We are facing the prospects of self-elimination. The genocide that the pages of history have documented against black people, we are seeing that genocide in real time right now on the country of Barbados, on the island of Barbados right now. What are we going to do about this? How are we going to solve the issues of us not being able to be us, of us not being able to have conversations that are rational and conversations that take us to a place where we can solve our problems without gunfire? Tell me how we can do that in Barbados. We look alike. We speak alike. We know each other based on our communal assets. We live close by each other, not separated by water, not separated by any vast expanse of geography. Yet, we cannot muster the might on an island that's 166 square miles to have a conversation. Yet, we say to ourselves and to people outside of Barbados that we are educated, that we have a 90-something percent literacy rate. How could that be? How could that be? Are we not Homo sapiens sapiens, walking upright, two arms, two legs, with cranial development that permits for us to converse with each other without the use of weaponry? How could that be, Barbadian men? Where have you lost your place in the evolutionary chain of development, Barbadian men? Why is it, Barbadian men, that you look not at your women and at your family, but at yourselves? Tell me. Explain to me this day, somebody please, in Barbados, my beloved Barbados, why is it that we are aspiring to killing each other, to walking up to another human being and pointing a gun at his head, blowing his brains out, and getting in a car and leave? You tell me, drug dealers, pimps, no good bastards, tell me how. You that are doing it, that's who you are. You're not a contributor to society. Quite to the contrary. Quite to the contrary. This is about you. This show is about you today. You explain to me why you hate Barbados, why you hate the Barbadian family. Black man, black pimp, black drug dealer, black bastard, whoever you are, explain that to me. created. Explain that to me. And you politicians and you clerics and you people that sucking in the money of the masses, you cowards, because that's what you are. You should be in the streets of Barbados insisting that this wave of criminality, of crime, desist. You should be doing it every single damn day. Where are the politicians? Where are the clerics? Where are the school teachers? Where are... Tell me, men. Where are you? You espouse your manliness. You espouse it by way of the size of your penis. Why don't you espouse it by way of your spirituality and your intellect? Mr. Stewart, you claim to be an intellectual prime minister. Where is your voice? Where is your voice? Mr. Brathwaite, you are the chief law enforcement officer in Barbados. Where is your voice? Why have you been absent from your responsibilities? There is a crime wave in Barbados that has offered Barbadian men not life, but the grave. So the greatest propensity for dreaming in Barbados and for lost dreams and for dreams unfulfilled will be found in Westbury Cemetery and that new cemetery up there in Christchurch. Yet still, Barbadian men are walking around every single weekend doing whatever the hell they're doing in Barbados, partying, doing this and that, but we cannot organize to get in the streets of Barbados to get young Barbadian men off the streets relative to killing each other. What gangs can you tell me Barbados need? Tell me what gangs Barbadians need in Barbados. If it's not a gang to help the poor, if it's not a gang to educate school children, if it's not a gang to eradicate pedophilia, if it's not a gang to get rid of rapists, if it's not a gang to get rid of criminals that's robbing people blind of their land and whatever else, we don't need a gang in Barbados. We need a gang of one, a gang united against the scourge of crime, pandemic crime, on the island of Barbados. And that's going to be my spill from now on. Period. I saw what was very disturbing. Three or four criminals gunning a man down as if it was the Wild Wild West, not even regarding the fact that they could have been innocent bystanders that could have been harmed. And you have a do-nothing police force, a do-nothing attorney general, and a prime minister who is missing in action. To hell with it. How can Barbados be worse off looking at its 50th anniversary of independence? How can it be worse off today than it was in 1966? What would Errol Walton Barrow say if he awakes right now, if he got up right now from his death? What would he say about Barbados? Would he know it? Would any past prime minister know Barbados right now? It's time to make a change. Time to make a change in our minds and the way we conceive things and the wholesomeness of our country. We are blessed by beauty and serenity, interrupted, though, by the mind spaces of a few individuals who want to torment the elderly, the children, the women, the infirm, the incapacitated. And you mean to tell me that we have two political parties in Barbados and none of those two political parties have men with the hubris to come forward and speak about the pandemic issues of crime that faces Barbados? Is that what you mean to tell me this day? There is a problem that needs to be addressed. We have a moral responsibility today in this time. The responsibility perhaps that's greater than that responsibility of our ancestors to speak truth to power and to speak truth into the minds and the hearts of our young men We are facing the prospect in Barbados that soon Barbadian women will be forced to go abroad to look for mates, to have their children, for men that's doing things with their lives that's productive other than hanging out under the street lights with a bank spear in their hand and holding on to their crutch, waiting to impregnate some Barbadian woman or to do something illicitly. We have to change the mind space, Mr. Prime Minister. We have to change the mind space, Madam Leader of the Opposition. We have to change the mind space, Mr. Adriel Brathwaite, Attorney General of Barbados. We have to change the mind space, Mr. Holder, Bishop Holder, head of the Anglican Church in Barbados. Mr. Ronald Jones, Minister of Education, we have to change the mind space of the young men in Barbados. And don't tell me about home. Our homes used to be communal in the past, based on an entire village, based on an entire culture. Where has that disappeared to? You men and women, I said I wouldn't use a woman, but I had to use the opposition leader in this case because he's the head of the opposition party in Barbados. You have to step up, grab a hold of whatever you need to grab a hold of, step up to the plate, and do the right thing. Baseball analogy. Step up to the plate and do the right damn thing. Mr. Stewart, you have been absent for too long in Barbados as Prime Minister of Barbados. You have been missing in action for too long. You need to be relevant on this issue of saving Barbadian men. The women in Barbados deserve better than they're getting from the men. They deserve better than the situation that's now offered to them by way of their sons being eliminated on the streets of Barbados, whether it's by the Royal Barbados Police Force or by gang violence. It is now time for us to answer the clarion call, to see the beacon light, to see the lighthouse, the spiritual lighthouse that mandates that we rise up, go to the streets, organize for the good of Barbados and for the good of the Barbadian family. And unless we can do that, we are falling into a dark, miserable, familial abyss from which there shall be no return, none at all. How can any culture sustain, from a criminal standpoint, what Barbados is sustaining right now? One or two per week? One or two per week. Come on. Black on black violence, black on black crime. For no reason. Gang members, if you're out there, gang leaders, this is a call to you, brothers. This is not the way that you solve these issues. You can solve these issues cerebrally by way of talking through issues, by way of constructive confrontation. How is it that you've lost the wholesome spirit of your Barbadianness to go to the streets and kill another Bajan in cold blood? That is callous, that is cold, that is cruel. Speak out against these violent, contemptuous things, Barbadian men. I hold you, Barbadian men, responsible for what's happening in the Barbadian family. I hold you responsible. Your responsibility as men should be to wake up every day knowing that you're going to be providing for your family. You who squeeze the trigger indiscriminately, you know that once you've taken a life, that you've now forced that family to suffer because there's no income. The tragedy of that, there's no income. There's nothing left coming into that household, and the struggles go on and on generationally. Is this respect that we will offer to our ancestors. Please help me to understand. Is this the only thing that my country has been able to summon? Complete emotional dereliction. Complete disregard for life. What will we be able to do? What will be or stand? What will be Barbados' Alamo? Where will we stand? What positions will we take? How will we muster ourselves together as men to show our women, to show our family that we respect and care about them? Tell me how. I beg you, whoever is out there, there is another way, there's another course. Hear the clarion call. Be guided by the instincts of your heart in a righteous way to do right by the people of our island nation. To stand on the moral ground that Grantley Herbert Adams, Errol Walton Barrow, John Michael Jeffrey Manningham Adams, H. Bernard St. John, the political greats and stalwarts that led Barbados, the freedom fighters, stand on their ground. It is still time. We must possess something greater than the ability to squeeze a trigger. We must be able to use our Barbadianness, our minds, our souls, to harness the power to be able to give something to our
Okay, we're reconnected. I'm sorry for that. I don't know what happened. Victor, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I am indeed. Yeah.
You can continue. We're back online.
So, yeah, I feel that Barbados is a country that's punching way above its weight class. And there are many who disagree with me. I believe that God has blessed Barbados with many attributes, namely its geographical location, but more the most important attribute is its people. And that if we as men frame our mind spaces in the right direction and we think about the things that hold our families and community and country together, that at the end of the day we serve a greater good. We do a disservice to the Barbadian family. When we approach matters of law, taking the law into our own hands, and when we destroy the Barbadian family, I mean, the persons plural that happened to have been killed, two sets of families are under law there. The person pulling the trigger is going to be, I'm certain, convicted of a crime, and the decedent, the deceased, his family, and it really doesn't need to be like that. We can solve issues alternatively rather than through means of gunfire, and the permanency of death is permanent. I mean, let's look at it. You're dead, you're dead. You're gone, you're gone. But it doesn't have to be that way. That man walked out of that restaurant or wherever he was, wherever he had been dining, he was alive and then he was dead. Was it really worth it? Really? Why? Why? Who gave him life? His mom, his father, and God. Yet we indiscriminately decided, we played judge, jury, and executioner on that night as human beings. Why is it that everywhere that we go as human beings, we need torture and hurt and pain and suffering? the greatest predators known to human existence or period. Man, Homo sapiens. Why? That's the ability to solve issues, and in our development and our evolution, it is said that our dominion over animals comes from our ability to think using our cranial development. I don't believe that. Not possible. When we believe, when we behave worse than four-legged animals, we do things that are totally unjust and insane. And we call ourselves spiritual? How could that be? How could it be, Barbados? Who is not talking to whom? Who? What? Why are we not speaking to each other with civility and with honesty and with love? Why? Why? We used to be our brother's keeper. We used to be our sister's keeper. We used to gossip, but not in a mean way. But today, our ideas, our focus has been changed, not for the better, but drastically for the worse. Where is the development in our country, in our collective spaces? Are you still not my brother? Am I still not yours? Have we become so foreign with each other that we have now dispossessed ourselves of the reality? Know your place, Barbadians, and love each other. You only have each other to depend on and a small space in which to live. Please, I beg you. I beg you.
Thank you, Victor. I think that's it. You've asked a lot of questions, and unless someone has the nerve to call in to address your questions, I guess they will be rhetorical. No one, you know, you ask a question, but I think we both know the answers as of you mentioning the Attorney General. We know that he does not fight crime, and we know that the PM is not really working, and the opposition, Mia Motley, if she gets in next time, that's a whole new discussion. So there's a lot to be talked about, and one show, half an hour, we cannot do it in half an hour, but we'll be here daily as time permits, and we'll have our discussions. I want to thank you, Victor, for showing up in this day, and we will speak tomorrow. Hopefully we'll be on tomorrow, and you have time on Friday, so we'll be on tomorrow on Friday. Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the link. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Winds by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.